Friday,
July 23rd,
Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Bridget, who was born in Sweden in the year 1303. She married and gave birth to 8 children, for whom she was a devoted mother. After her husband's death, she continued to live in the world, but devoted herself to the ascetic life as a member of the Third Order of St. Francis. She then founded a religious order and, journeying to Rome for the sake of penance, became a model of great virtue to all. She also wrote many books in which she related her mystical experience. St. Bridget died in Rome in the year 1373. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Begin with the invitatory antiphon, Come, let us praise the Lord, in whom is all our delight. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us praise him with thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flocky shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, Come, let us praise the Lord, in whom is all our delight. And now the morning prayer hymn. We turn to you, O God of every nation, giver of life and origin of good. Your love is at the heart of all creation. Your hurt is people's broken brotherhood. We turn to you that we may be forgiven for crucifying Christ on earth again. We know that we have never wholly striven, forgetting self to love the other man. Free every heart from pride and self-reliance, our ways of thought inspire with simple grace. Break down among us barriers of defiance, speak to the soul of all human race. Teach us, good Lord, to serve the need of others. Help us to give and not to count the cost. Unite us all, for we are born as brothers. Defeat our babble with your Pentecost. And the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, Create a clean heart in me, O God, renew in me a steadfast spirit. Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, in your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them, my sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart, that in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help, with a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering for me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer, Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in the joy and strength of the Holy Spirit, we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations. And repeating the first antiphon, create a clean heart in me, O God, renew in me a steadfast spirit. And the second antiphon, rejoice, Jerusalem, for through you all men will be gathered to the Lord. Tobit, chapter 13, verses 8 through 11 and 13 through 15. Let all men speak of the Lord's majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, holy city, he scourged you for the works of your hands. He will again pity the children of the righteous. Praise the Lord for his goodness and bless the King of the ages, so that his tent may be rebuilt in you with joy. May he gladden within you all who were captives, all who were ravaged, may he cherish within you for all generations to come. A bright light will shine to all parts of the earth. Many nations shall come to you from afar, and the inhabitants of all the limits of the earth, drawn to you by the name of the Lord God, bearing in their hands their gifts for the King of heaven. Every generation shall give joyful praise in you, and shall call you the chosen one through all ages forever. Go then, rejoice over the children of the righteous, who shall all be gathered together and shall bless the Lord of the ages. Happy are those who love you, and happy those who rejoice in your prosperity. Happy are the men who shall grieve over you, over all your chastisements, for they shall rejoice in you as they behold all your joy forever. My spirit blesses the Lord, the great King. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, rejoice, Jerusalem, for through you all men will be gathered to the Lord. And the third antiphon, Sion, praise your God who sent the word to renew the earth. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his words to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool and scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth, the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. All-powerful God, it is through your church, generously endowed with spirits of grace and fortified by the Holy Spirit, that you send out your word to all nations. Strengthen your church with the best of all food and make it dauntless in faith. Multiply its children to celebrate with one accord the mysteries of your love at the altar on high. And repeating the third antiphon, Zion, praise your God who sent his word to renew the earth. And our reading for this Friday morning is from Galatians chapter 2, verses 19b through 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and the life I live now is not my own. Christ is living in me. I still live my human life, but it is life of faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And our responsory, the Lord the Most High has done good things for me. In need I shall cry out to him. The Lord the Most High has done good things for me. In need I shall cry out to him. May he send his strength to rescue me. In need I shall cry out to him. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord Most High has done good things for me. In need I shall cry out to him. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, through the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from mine high shall break upon us. Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the canticle of Zechariah Antiphon, through the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And now our intercessions. We trust in God's concerns for every person he has created and redeemed. Through his Son, let us therefore renew our prayer to him, saying, Fulfill the good work you have begun in us, Lord. O God of mercy, guide us toward spiritual growth. Fill our minds with thoughts of truth, justice, and love. Let us pray, fulfill the good works you have begun in us, Lord. For your name's sake, do not abandon us forever, and do not annul your covenant. Let us pray, fulfill the good works you have begun in us, Lord. Accept us, for our hearts are humble and our spirits contrite, and those who trust in you shall not be put to shame. Let us pray, fulfill the good work you have begun in us, Lord. You have called us to a prophetic vocation in Christ. Help us to proclaim your mighty deeds. Let us pray, fulfill the good works you have begun in us, Lord. And now let's say together the Lord's Prayer, gathering all of our prayers and praise into one. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. Lord our God, you revealed the secrets of heaven to St. Bridget, and she meditated on the suffering and death of your Son. May your people rejoice in the revelation of your glory. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.